In a strange way, maybe not even a strange way. I thought Tuesday was progress. It looked a lot closer to what I know you want to see. Am I right? And where was the progress from your point of view?
Yeah, I mean, it was better because we didn't give up a ton of chances against a team that, pretty powerful team offensively. So that was good. I think after the first period, they had 10 shots, so the total the rest of the game. So that's a good sign. We got to keep limiting those opportunities. And then, obviously, we didn't get any goals. We generated enough chances, but end of the day, we got to, still some areas we need to sharpen up on, and special teams got to be better. And although it wasn't terrible, they got just a little flipper and a little tip in. I mean, you look at the chances we gave up on the shorthanded, you were like, ain't that team, you would take that pretty much all day. It's just, right now when it's something can go wrong on the PK, it's going wrong. So we just need to change that mojo a little bit, and I think we'll be in good shape.
All right, you talk about scoring chances. I mean, there were three probably in about a five-minute span that any other day are goals, and only one of them was a shot. Seth Jarvis missed, I don't know if the pass handcuffed him at all, from Aho to Jarvis. I think that was at 4-on-4, and he whiffed. Tony DeAngelo backdoor on a rebound try. He didn't get, I think he missed the puck too. And then it looked like Natchez to Bunting backdoor on the power play. Michael just redirected it wide. Otherwise, I mean, those could have all been goals. So there were, you guys did get scoring chances. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. I mean, that happens. It's probably the game that it was really not much going either way. Which for a road game, you're okay, playing it that way. Not like they were bad or we were bad or they were that good. Right. It was just, like you said, I think they capitalized at the end of the day. They made a nice play on the one goal there, the third one. But at that point, we're, a little more probably pushing than we would normally like to see. But anyway, that game's long over now. We
got
to figure out how to, find a way to get a win here.
All right, so let me ask you the burning question for a lot of people. Andrei Svechnikov, yay or nay?
Nope. we know it's around the corner here. Obviously, hopefully you can. I don't know. I can't say tomorrow because I think we're at a point now where it's gonna happen any day unless there's some sort of setback in the practices, which obviously we hope doesn't happen.
Right.
This morning. I guess we're almost at a point where I think it's when he feels like it's time to go, he's gonna draw in. I think we're like I say, any day now.
Okay. Goalie tonight. Who is it?
Well, we're hoping Freddie. He's practiced, I think, pretty well yesterday, and he hasn't given us any indication that certainly can't go, so we're going to throw him in there.
I thought you should have gotten a lot of confidence in what Piotr could do. I thought Piotr was pretty good in Tampa.
He held us in there. He certainly did his job in that game. So that was a good positive sign for us, because obviously I think we had a couple games in there where probably goaltending would like to be a little sharper.
Right.
That's kind of obvious. But, he certainly was good in that game.
All right. Sebastian Aho played the wing. I'm not going to ask you to critique what he did on the wing, but I'm curious how long you think that will be the case.
Again, it's kind of on him. He wasn't feeling exactly the way he wants to feel to take face-offs and things. So, that's what precipitated that move. I think you see a lot of that again tonight. And when he gets to be, I don't want to say 100% healthy, but just when he starts feeling normal, then hopefully we can get him back at center.
From Teuvo Teravainen, in what you have seen from him in the middle, are you inclined to keep him at center or move him back to the wing when Sebastian can get to the middle?
No, I think he's going to move back. I mean, he can do it, you could probably play him on defense. He'd probably be able to do it. It's just where we want to make sure where he feels the most comfortable and where, he can do his best. And so I think that's probably going to be on the wing.
All right, final thing, and this has nothing to do with tonight's opponent, who we know is powerful, even though they've only had two games where they have scored more than one goal. Seattle is high-powered, I think. But it was announced that Justin Williams is going into the Hurricanes Hall of Fame. So I present you the forum. Tell me why, or tell us why, Justin is worthy of this honor.
Oh, man. We could talk about that all day. I think two things stand out, but number one is just he's a Hurricane, right? Like, when you think of our team and the kind of way we pride ourselves and the way we do things, like, does that not, you know, just spews Justin Williams, you know, like, come to the rink, play hard, team player, you know, get the job done, right? Like, that's Justin Williams. So that's probably the number one reason. And the other one, just he was a great player, you know, in his own right. Just he was a really solid, great two-way player that rose to the occasion, you know, like that. That's why he was who he was.
All right, I'm gonna, just as a follow-up to that, you said it was the easiest decision you ever made when you became the head coach to make him the captain. Yeah. What made him a great captain?
Well, it's kind of what I just said. I mean, the consistency, right? Like, whether I always said about him, whether it was a preseason game or a Stanley Cup game, like, you never noticed the difference in his demeanor, in the way he played. It was just, you know, the way he prepared, everything just felt like the exact same. And I guess that's the ultimate professional. And being a leader, being done what he had done at that point, he's, you know, obviously been on other teams and won. You know, the leadership part of not just talking the talk, but walking the walk, right? He had done it. And so that was pretty easy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. I'll see you later.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Rob.